Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'd like you to meet Oratorian Father Paul Chavasse, Postulator General for the causes of his order and promoter of the cause for John Henry Newman. Father Chavasse was in Rome this week and kind enough to sit down with me in our studios here, only days after Pope Benedict XVI put this 19th century English cardinal on the path to sainthood by attributing to him a miracle. Do stay tuned. So, Father, you're the promoter of the cause for beatification of John Henry Newman.
That's right.
One of our most famous church men in England.
Indeed.
And you've been working on this cause for a while, have you?
Several years, yes. Since about the year 2000, I took it on in a formal capacity.
So did Pope Benedict's placing of John Henry Newman on the path to sainthood come as a surprise?
Well, it was a great joy. Surprise, I don't think it was, because we'd been looking forward to this and expecting it, really, for quite some time, quietly hoping. You can't presume, of course, on what the Pope is going to do, but it was an immense joy last Friday when the news reached us that the miracle had been recognised, authenticated by the Holy Father.
Tell me a little about this beatification process, when the cause started.
Yes. Well, Newman died in 1890, but it wasn't until 1958 that the cause was actually opened in a formal way by my community, the Birmingham Oratory.
And which he founded?
Which he founded in 1848. And it progressed quite slowly until the middle of the 1970s, when in the run-up to the Holy Year of 1975... Pope Paul VI inquired whether things were at such a stage that Newman might be beatified in that holy year. Well, of course, things weren't anywhere near ready. But that inquiry from Rome gave a stimulus for work to begin. And then under John Paul II, who was most interested in Newman, and wrote several letters to encourage us in the work that we did, it was during his pontificate that the Historical Commission completed its work in the mid-1980s, and that he was also declared venerable by John Paul II in 1991, and that, of course, recognised that Newman had lived the Christian life, the virtues of the Christian life, to an heroic degree. And that recognition in 1991 opened the way for us to look for a miracle through Newman's intercession, which would lead to his beatification.
Tell me a little bit about that miracle.
Well, the miracle, as we can now call it that, as it's been officially recognised, took place in 2001 on the Feast of the Assumption in a hospital in Boston, Massachusetts.
United States.
In the United States of America, to a permanent deacon called Jack Sullivan, a deacon of the Diocese of Boston, who'd been suffering for some time from a very crippling disease of the spine, so much so that he'd been bent double as a result of it, and his studies towards ordination as a deacon had been halted, and he couldn't do his day job, so to speak. He's a magistrate in Plymouth County Court. And he'd discovered John Henry Newman through watching a programme on EWTN, which had talked about the cause and asking people to pray for favours through Newman's intercession. So Jack thought, well, I might as well try him, and he did. And a period, quite a long period, of intensive prayer and supplication went on. And it was on that day that Jack actually was cured. And much to the astonishment of the medical authorities in Boston, but from that day to this, he's been in good health.
John Henry Newman is best remembered as a thinker, a friend, a priest. What would you say?
All of them. A writer.
Would you add anything?
Theologian.
Well, he was a scholar.
A scholar.
Perhaps he's best known as a scholar.
As that. But we shouldn't forget as well, I mean, you can't be beatified on the strength of scholarship alone. And as I mentioned a moment ago, when John Paul II recognised the virtues, the Christian virtues, that Newman had lived to an heroic degree, that was a recognition of his holiness of life, which, of course, is the key to it all. And one shouldn't forget either, of course, he was a devoted priest, both in the Church of England when he was Vicar of St. Mary's in Oxford.
Because he was a convert.
He was a convert in 1845. And also as a father of the oratory in Birmingham, very hard working, took his turn doing everything all the other priests in the community did. And he combined that, of course, with educational work, founding the Catholic University in Dublin, founding the Oratory School in Birmingham, an indefatigable correspondent. We've published 32 volumes of his letters and diaries, which represent less than half, we believe, of the letters he actually wrote, as the others have got lost in the course of time. So in all sorts of ways, a most remarkable man.
And my thanks there go to Oratorian Father Paul Chavas, postulator for the causes of his order and promoter of the cause for John Henry Newman. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.